It's a scene that's become commonplace across the West. Aerial crews blanketing burning landscapes with bright red fire retardant to beat back flames. But that tactic is being called into question after an Oregon environmental group filed suit against the U.S. Forest Service for inadvertently dumping the chemicals into streams. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
The Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics organization is suing the Forest Service. Andy Stahl is the organization's executive director. Stahl says the fire retardant is damaging to the environment, especially to fish and water. His organization seeks better protection. The USFS enforces a 300-foot buffer around national forests, streams, and rivers. But there has been inadvertent dumping, so Stahl says his organization is fighting to have the application buffer area increased to 600 feet. The Forest Service previously agreed to a 600-foot buffer to protect an endangered frog species.
We're just saying to the judge, well, if it's good enough for the frog, then it's good enough for the fish, too.
Beyond the environmental consequences, Stahl says the tactic isn't effective at dousing flames. But firefighters say the retardant is part of the toolbox and effective and useful when applied properly. Jay Wilkins is a division chief with the Spokane County Fire District 8. He says applying the retardant to denser forests is less effective at reaching the fire on the ground. However, he says experienced command teams can make effective decisions for how to use the tool.
A lot of the aerial firefighting that you see basically gives ground crews a fighting chance.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the Forest Service has agreed to file for Clean Water Act permits to authorize the use of aerial fire retardant. That process could take over 2 years. The U.S. Forest Service could not comment due to ongoing litigation. I'm Lauren Gallup.